Welcome to Ask the Pastor. The question today is, can I open my heart and let Jesus in? Well, that's what most preachers say today. And they say, just if you need to be saved, all you need to do is just open your heart and let Jesus come in your heart. And then they'll give an illustration about a picture that I've seen some time ago that was where like Jesus was knocking at the door of a house, but there was no knob on the outside of the door. In other words, the person on the inside was supposed to open the door to let the Jesus, in a sense, come in. Well, as we think about that, then they'll quote Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, where it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." Now, they'll use that verse to say that's the way you invite Jesus into your heart to be saved. Folks, I want to tell you, Revelation 3:20 is not talking about a person being saved. That's talking to the church of the Laodiceans, which was a church from which they had pushed Jesus outside, didn't have anything to do with Jesus. They said, "We're rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing." And Jesus said, "And knowest not that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked." Then he gave them some counsel, some advice about what to need to do as a church. And here then in Revelations 3:20, he said before that, "If any man have an ear, let him hear. Behold, I stand at the door and knock." He's knocking at the door of the church, wanting to come inside and operate. But we, through our plans and programs, like the Laodicean church, we're in the Laodicean church age today, and we push Jesus outside. We go to plans that's man-made instead of what God has said. And that's what's happening many times today as far as the salvation of easy believism. Open your heart, let Jesus come in. He's knocking at the door. He's wanting to sup with the church, Revelations 3:20. It means there was at least two in there that were saved in that church. And he wanted to come in and fellowship with them, to sit down and have a sopping good time with them and linger with the church. And that's what we need in our church, is Jesus to linger with us. But that verse has nothing to do with opening your heart for salvation. He says, for you and the church, open the doors, in essence, and let Jesus come in. I know Jesus doesn't have to have a door open to come in, but we need to come to the place to where we really will just sup with Jesus and let him in and operate in our church today. So the Bible says it's different, though, than what most preachers say today. You can't open the door of your heart. For instance, in the book of Acts chapter 16, verse number 14, the Bible says this about a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Notice, whose heart the Lord opened. The Lord has to open one's heart. The Bible said in John 3:27, talking about John the Baptist, answered and said, "A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven." Man, he won't open his heart. He wouldn't do it. If he could, he couldn't. He can't. But he wouldn't. You see, on the road to Emmaus, Luke chapter 24, there we find there was two people walking, and they were called the disciples of the Lord. That was when Jesus had been went to the cross and was buried. And as the first day, it was the first day of the week on Sunday, they was walking out and said, "Oh me, have you heard? Have you heard?" In essence, they were they didn't understand what had happened. They was told that Jesus' body had been taken away, and they didn't understand the death, burial, and resurrection completely, even though they were called disciples. And I believe these were saved disciples at this particular time. And yet, they knew who Jesus was as far as receiving him as their Lord. But now, on this road to the disciple, to Emmaus, that when Jesus joined himself with them, and they did not know that it was Jesus on that road. They didn't know it. Bible says in Luke chapter 24, verse 16, "But their eyes were holden that they should not know him." Jesus held the eyes of those two disciples so that they would not know who Jesus was at that particular time. He had some things to tell them. And unless he opens your eyes, he opens your heart, you'll never be saved. You'll never get anything from God. Now, the devil can blind you, that's true. But God's stronger than the devil, and he can overcome. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, that the God of this world, little g, had blinded the eyes of them, lest they believe not. In other words, blinded the eyes of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The devil doesn't want the light to shine down in your heart. And he does everything he can to steal the seed away from you, to keep the seed from finding lodging in your heart. Because he knows that if the seed finds lodging, the Lord will come along and open your heart and do a work in your heart. He don't want that. He don't want fruition to come. He don't want fruit to come. He don't want the ground to be made good, if you please, at that particular time. But now on this road to the Emmaus that day, when he walked with these two disciples, first of all, he opened the scriptures to the disciples as they was walking along. They didn't know who Jesus was, but they opened the scriptures in Luke chapter 24, verse 25 through 27. Then he said unto them, that's Jesus, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? The Old Testament scripture prophesied of that, but they didn't understand that completely. And then Jesus said, they said it in the beginning at Moses, verse 27 in Luke 24, beginning at Moses, that's the first five, book of the Bible, first five books, and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning to himself. In other words, people were blind. Even the Pharisees were blinded who could memorize the scripture and seemingly understood it, but they didn't, because Jesus said to them in John 5, 39 through 40, he said, search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they which testify of me, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. Life is in Christ. And so he said, search the scripture. The only scripture they had was the Old Testament scripture. So Jesus opened the Old Testament scripture of things concerning himself to those disciples that day as he walked on the road to Damascus. You see, they didn't see him in the Old Testament like they should have. The Pharisees was claiming to the scriptures for life. Natural man cannot understand the things of God. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 2:14, I should say it this way, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Natural men talk about God, but they don't understand the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they, the things of the Spirit of God are spiritually discerned. God's got to show them to you. And so therefore, the natural man who's not saved, he may talk about God, but he don't know the things of the Spirit of God, and neither did these two disciples that day. And so that's the Spirit's job, to open the Scripture to you. And then Jesus also, and of course Jesus opened the Scripture to these that day, because he was with them. He sent, and then when Jesus left, he sent the Holy Spirit back to open the Scriptures to us today. Now, he also opened their eyes, the Bible said, in Luke 24, verse 30 and 31, and it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them, and their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Their eyes were open because the Lord opened their eyes. But then the Bible said in verse 32 of Luke 24, they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? In other words, he'd opened their hearts, but now he's reopened their hearts again to get hold to the scripture that he'd opened to them. And their eyes were opened, and he opened their hearts, and it caused them to open their mouth. Well, the Lord's the one and gets credit for that too. Verse 33 through 35 of chapter 24 says, and they told, they went and they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, on the way to Emmaus, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. He opened their eyes. He opened their hearts. He opened their mouths now to tell what things, great things God has done for him. Did not Jesus tell the maniac of Gadara whenever he wanted to go with him after the Bible says that those people lost their hogs? Of course, the demons went out of that man, but they came back and found him clothed, sitting at the feet of Jesus in his right mind. And the man said, I want to go with you, Lord. And Jesus said, go home to thy friends and tell them what great things I have done for thee. So when God opens the scripture to you, opens your eyes to see and your hearts to receive that, then he opened your mouths to tell it. Go home, tell what great things God hath done for you. And these people did that. Then when they all were gathered together, Jesus appeared into their midst there in Jerusalem. And the Bible says in verse number 45, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scripture. Folks, I want to tell you, that's the only way we'll ever get to the place to where we really understand, is if the Lord opens it up to us. He's got to give us the understanding of that. And how blessed it is if God will does that, because otherwise we would never, never come to the Lord Jesus Christ in that sense. And so therefore the question again, can I open my heart and let Jesus in? And you know what the answer is to that? The answer is no. You cannot open your heart. Only God can open your heart. Only God it can give you salvation. Only God can produce that. Only God can draw you. And if he doesn't do it, you'll never move toward God, because the natural man is dead toward God. He has no conscience toward God. It's within himself. He does not until God stirs him in that sin. So the answer is no. And those preachers, let me just give you a little bit about that. Those preachers who tried to tell you all you got to do is just open up your heart and let Jesus come in. And just ask him to come in your heart. That's all you've got to do. And that's so sad today that people are doing. They're making people twofold more the child of hell. They're giving them a false assurance. I've even heard on radio some who believe the doctrines of grace will make a statement and just say, make an altar there at your pew and just invite Jesus into your heart. Folks, I want to tell you, they didn't say if you do this and if the God's working and if some ifs on that. I want to tell you, all they're doing is giving you a false hope, a false assurance. Only God can open the heart. So you realize you need that. And those people who practice that are not only preaching wrong, even if they preach so-called right, as you say, they're still practicing wrong. They're practicing easy believism and making children twofold more the child of hell, like the Pharisees did, the Bible said, when they went as far as they could, far and wide, trying to make a proselyte. But when you'd done it, he said, you've made him twofold more the child of hell. Listen, we're just human instruments that God uses to preach and to teach and to demonstrate by our lives that God's done something in us. But the Holy Spirit's got to work on you. He's got to produce something inside you, even cause you to make you want to get to the feet of Jesus like the maniac of Gadara did. And when he does that, then he's the one's got to open your heart. He don't want to come into your dirty heart. The Bible said in the book of Ezekiel chapter number 36, verse 26, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh. In other words, it's a work of God. Salvation's of the Lord, and you cannot open your own heart. It takes a work of the Holy Ghost of God. Because the Bible said in John 3:27, a man can receive nothing except it's given him for heaven. So again, can I open my heart and let Jesus in? The answer is no, because the Bible tells me so. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.